Environmentalists have launched a new campaign against climate change. They're trying to slow oil and gas development on public lands, just as the energy industry is trying to get the federal government to step it up. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
The environmental group Wild Earth Guardians has teamed up with Physicians for Social Responsibility in the federal lawsuit. They say the U.S. Bureau of Land Management overlooked climate change when it awarded hundreds of energy leases in Utah, Colorado, and Wyoming. Jeremy Nichols is with Wild Earth Guardians.
If all we're going to do is continue to let the oil and gas industry lease as much as it wants, drill and frack as much as it wants, and put as much carbon into our atmosphere as it wants, we're never going to be able to develop the solutions we need to move on from oil and gas.
The groups want the Interior Department to pause activity on the contested leases, then review the climate impacts of oil and gas development on public lands. Their lawsuit comes 2 weeks after the Western Energy Alliance started its own legal action against the Interior Department. The trade group contends environmentalists are making the BLM break the law by skipping quarterly oil and gas lease sales. When that suit was filed, the alliance's Kathleen Sagama said,
"The Keep It in the Ground movement is trying to coerce BLM into violating the law. Who needs loud protest when bureaucrats are doing the same thing by simply not doing their jobs?"
Interior Secretary Sally Jewell has called climate change a threat to public lands, and she's ordered reviews of many energy programs her department oversees. Judy Fays, KUER News.